Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth, like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all in one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I am your boy, City J. It is a special Friday edition of the show. We're actually going to have today on the show. We're actually going to have, we was having it yesterday, but we had some technical difficulties, so y'all know how it goes down. We always find a way to make it through whenever there's technical difficulties. So we in the building today, and we got my girl, Miss Kitty's going to be in the building today, of course, with Kitty's Glam du Jour. So we've been talking to her about her company and whatnot, and, you know, also stressing the importance of makeup artists in the fashion industry. So a lot of big things. We even talk about some certain, she also talked about some tips as far as people who are just doing everyday makeup and, you know, some of the stereotypes when it comes to makeup, too. So, very deep discussion we're going to have on the show, and can't wait to get it in. But, you know, first off, I'm going to go ahead and go to her real quick. I did that turn the line now. Let's go open the line. And I want to shout out, too, let me go ahead and shout out Lady Drea in the building. I'm next to check it in. All right, what's up? Is this Miss Kitty?
Hi, this is Miss Kitty, also with Kenesha.
Hey.
What's up, Kenesha?
How you doing, Sadie? Thanks for having me.
Oh, much. I'm glad.
Thanks
I'm
for
doing
having us, too.
I'm doing fantastically well, so it's always a good thing to show that way.
Well, thanks for having us. We're looking forward to being on the show, so.
Almost definitely, you know, you was digging it. I mean, y'all, she was probably one of the most hyped people about the show, y'all. She was digging that mug up to June. That's real love right there.
Yeah, it's been a while. I was like, okay, I gotta do this, you know. It's really an honor. I'm really humbled, you know, to be doing this. And, you know, along with Kenesha, we came a long way. We've got a lot to go. You know, we got a lot of new things coming. Well, actually, Kenesha has a lot of new things going. I have a few. So, you know, we started off, we're a mobile makeup service, of course. We're both independent. I've been doing makeup for a long time, actually freelancing since 2009. So.
Okay.
And
as far as,
go ahead, Kanisha.
I'm letting dogs out. As far as myself, I've been doing makeup for, I've been an independent Mary Kay consultant since 1999, so I've been planning makeup for a while. It just led to the freelance aspect of the career, whereas you're not just solely focused on selling makeup, you're also applying it and, you know, just making it do what it do.
Well, it's definitely, and it's good, you know, y'all actually, you know, we don't have a lot of deep stuff to talk about today because some of it's going to be really good, some of it's going to be controversial in a good way because some people need to hear, you know, they need to have some of the stereotypes brought down. So very good to have y'all here and then have the expertise under y'all belts. So we'll go ahead and go. My first thing I want to talk about is, like, before makeup, was there something else that y'all always wanted to do before y'all did makeup first? And let's start with Kanisha.
Well, it started with nails for me. I'm a manicurist as well. I've been a manicurist since 98. So it started with the industry, with that particular area, the focus being the nails. But once you're in with the fashion and the beauty, you know, makeup becomes, your eye starts to look at the makeup, you start looking at hair, you know, all of it becomes very important. It has to tell the story. It's very cohesive. Everything with beauty and fashion from the head to the toes. So you're wearing nails, but you're also going to put some makeup on. You're also getting your hair done. You're also buying a new outfit along with shoes. So it's all together.
Right.
It's a wardrobe, and makeup is a part of your wardrobe. Some people don't want to admit it or accept that that's what it is, but makeup is fashion, and it should be a part of your wardrobe, whether you're wearing the hottest shade of lipstick or the seasonal preference for blush. If you're really on your fashion game, that it should reflect in your makeup choices as well.
Well, definitely. And as far as you, Miss Kitty, what else was there you always wanted to do or were getting involved in before you did makeup?
I actually was doing catering. Actually, I still do a little bit of catering. Makeup has been with me. Actually, it was introduced to me at a very, very young age. Like bouncing back off what Kanisha said, I was one of the people that did not like makeup, but you know, it enhanced what I already have. So I just kind of started playing around with it, started just doing, you know, looking at magazines, looking at different videos, looking at other people, watching people, and just kind of experimenting. So I kind of, that's kind of how I got into the makeup is it was, you know, it was experiment. You know, it was like a way of expressing myself.
Most definitely. And that leads into, I mean, it's one of the big things, you know, because I kind of touched on it a little bit. And a lot of people have these big stereotypes when it comes to, like, ladies that use makeup or whatnot. And a lot of them are, you know, they always try to say that if you use makeup that you're being insecure, that you're trying to hide something. And, you know, basically what's y'all, as far as, like, because y'all are very great experts in what y'all do, kind of dispel that whole myth about the whole stereotype about makeup for insecure women. What's, like, y'all take on that?
Well, go ahead.
Open up a fashion magazine, and you'll see all of the major designers with their clothing lines, their fashion, and the makeup is also part of a look that they created for that line. There is an area of makeup called corrective makeup,
corrective makeup is the makeup where you want to correct the issues. Let's say you have a lot of spots on your face or you might have some issues with your skin. Then you're going to look for makeup that's going to give you the coverage that will conceal those imperfections, but that's just a small area of makeup, which is the corrective side. I wouldn't even say an insecure woman would use it. I would just say that someone with burn scars all over their face won't appreciate the beauty in their own face without them putting on some makeup, but not necessarily to say, I'm ashamed of who I am, I'm insecure with who I am. It's that I want to look beautiful. And what's going to allow me to look beautiful is my choice in makeup. So there's a way to achieve beautiful, glamorous looks without looking caked on, especially the strides in makeup these days. The makeup is for high definition, so you're not really going to cover so much, as I say.
Okay. You, Ms. Kitty?
Well, makeup, a lot of people are insecure. They do have stereotypes and have different perspectives of makeup. Like I said before, makeup, it's a way of expressing yourself. There's all types of makeup out there for you, available for you. You're not covering up or taking away what is there. It's already there. You're just enhancing your beauty. It's a way, like I said, a way of expressing who you really truly are. You know, even when you're taking pictures, you know, you need makeup. You're showing who you really are. Or you actually become in a character maybe sometimes. Like, say, for example, Kenesha, she touched on the corrective part. I kind of want to touch on the dramatic part a little bit. Some people are, you know, like me, I wear dramatic makeup all the time. That's me. You kind of can tell if I'm having a good day or bad day if I'm wearing my dramatic eyeshadow. So I don't think... women should be insecure about, I don't think makeup has anything to do with being insecurity. I think that's within yourself. However, you know, makeup can help you, you know, enhance that.
Most definitely. And I say, a lot of times, you know, I thought, for the longest, people don't even know, because we always hear this big myth about, oh, girls using makeup or fake and hard.
Right.
And I used to do that for longest when I was little. Still I'm young now, but still. to the whole point is I used to always think that. And then, like, as I just started growing more and more closer to understanding things more, especially when you're involved with the fashion industry, you understand it more, especially some of the stuff that people are doing. Some of the stuff with makeup now, it keeps that natural look still, but it just enhances that natural look.
Right. It's not taken away from who you are.
Mm-hmm. And when you look in the magazines, you'll look and see mostly all of the makeup that you'll see in the magazines will be glamour or beauty makeup.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's going to show that hot actress, because that's mostly doing a lot of the ads now, actresses and entertainers and things like that. It's still showing you. You're going to recognize that face. You're going to recognize that face in a CoverGirl ad. You're going to recognize that face in a L'Oreal ad. You're going to recognize that face in a Armani ad. These are the looks that we as makeup artists study for the trends.
Right.
Which doesn't mean that we're gonna develop this makeup line to show you how to look like someone else. No, it's gonna enhance the features you already have, and so that's why they've come up with a lot of different highlighters and enhancers and luminizers for the skin to bring out the natural glow in women.
Exactly.
Skin. Makeup has come a long way.
All right.
There's so many products that are out there, and, you know, they make it suitable for different skin types. You know, so you just have to, you know, you can get with a makeup artist for a consultation at your local makeup counter, or, of course, you can give us a call.
Please give us a call.
We're going to go to a quick commercial break or a quick music break, and then we'll be back. We're going to come back, get a couple of quick tips from y'all as far as, like, ladies applying makeup to themselves that have never done before, as well as get some tips for people who are up and coming makeup artists, how they can better themselves in big projects I got coming up.
Okay. All right.
So here we go, y'all. We're right back on Life at Dusk Live. Your boy Teddy J, and our special guest Miss Kitty and Miss Kenesha. All right, we'll be right back.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna stop.
I was playing with y'all. I was like, I was gonna play Rebecca Black. I'm messing y'all.
Oh my goodness!
Again. That was
Yeah. Nick CEO. T. Hullaby. Party remix. Yeah.
Oh, now goes down tonight. MC, old money in the thing tonight. Feeling good, jump fresh, I'm about to take flight. Heavyweight on the drink, I never drink light. Got the baddest in the room. In the room. The way she looking, we gon' leave here soon and do what both folks do. It's Friday, I'm ready to get it poppin'. Once we started, it ain't no stopping. The club rockin', bass knocking. Me and my people been out a bar hoppin'. Folks dancing, having a good time. Nick and T. Hullaby will make them unwind. I just got paid, it's Friday night, got a lit fireplace, and a tall glass of wine. Wanna get away from here, jump fly like a bird. I'm blessing the reason to trust over men that I can't control. Cause we don't get it poppin' tonight. Your hands all over me. I got my hands.
right, y'all. Welcome back to Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Sadie J. I'll shout out to my girl, Giselle, in the building. All right. Everybody, I know at the halftime, I was laughing because somebody said, hey, bro, I had a chat room. Yes, we have a chat room, too. You got to go into it a little bit more. Make you do a little work. And, Josh, you know sometimes. And I'm going to make a comment in the chat room, actually. They said they didn't know that makeup was a part of their fashion, and that's a very good point y'all made. A lot of people are very impressed by that point.
Well, thank you, Kenesha. Kudos. Well, it is a part. It's fashion. It's a part of your wardrobe. It's a part of your everyday life. Like, as a makeup artist, it's a way of life. Makeup is what you do. It's who you are.
As far as brands, like what brands are y'all like recommending? Because I know a lot of people, they're like MAC, Maybelline, they're like all over the place. So, like, what's like your personal brand?
Well, my personal favorite, I'll go first. My personal favorite is NARS and Mary Kay and MAC. However, there's so many cosmetic lines, so many great lines out there. Of course, when you're a makeup artist, you collect so many different products that you have that are your faves and that you have that work well on people. Yes. So it just depends, but my favorite is NARS, MAC, and I like Mary Kay.
Someone just said NARS is great, so they agree with you on that one.
Okay.
Yeah. You basically have to just determine what type of look you're going for as an individual for your makeup. As far as for makeup artists, it's very, very important to be versed on your product lines that you're using, that's new, that's coming out, because just as the ads come out, people see them, and so they're wanting to know. They want to know when they sit down in your chair, have you heard of the new Dior mascara? Have you, what about that? What is that like? And people expect for their makeup artists to know about these products and how to use them and what are they good or what are they used for and if they're good for them. As a makeup artist, I collect a lot of different lines in my kit. It's pretty much going to determine which event I'm working, whether it's a wedding, whether it's a photo shoot. These will be different lines of my favorites that I like to use. For photography, I like to use the Joe Blasco high definition line, Joe Blasco Hollywood. And I use that line. That's where I went to makeup school. Shouts out to the Joe Blasco Makeup School in Hollywood. And they have an awesome line. I love using him. I love using Makeup Forever. Makeup Forever is great. Mary Kay is great. MAC is great. NARS is great. I love makeup. So I can find something in every line that I like. But just because I like MAC's eyeshadow or foundations doesn't mean that I like their skincare line. It just depends on, you know, what you're looking for, what works good for you. That's why it's good to go to the makeup counters and play in the makeup and see if you like it.
Definitely, most definitely. And to go into some chat room stuff in here, someone made a comment that, and we got to touch on a little bit earlier, they were saying sometimes they feel a little self-conscious when they're wearing too much makeup.
What do they mean by too much makeup? What is too much makeup?
Well, don't put too much on.
clarify your point in chat room for me, please. Okay, and they said that they personally use MAC, NARS, and Bobbi Brown.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good choices.
Okay, and they said also they recently dabbled into the Victoria's Secret line of makeup as well.
Okay.
And we like Victoria's Secret.
Yes,
they have a good line. They have really awesome glosses.
Yes, they have they actually, I love lip glosses personally. They have great lip glosses. Like she said, like Kenesha said, if you think you have a lot of makeup, don't put on a lot on. I mean, you know, if you're going to work an 8 to 5, you know not to put on a lot of makeup. If you're going to happy hour, or you're going to a cocktail party, or you're going to a charity event, then you kind of want to punch it up a little bit for the event. It just depends on where you're going. But me personally, like I said, makeup is a self-expression. Be your own. Find your own truth. Find who you are. I wear dramatic eyeshadow all day, every day, because that's who I am. But, you know, a lot of people say that's inappropriate, that's not fitted for the fair. I mean, who cares? This is who I am. This is what I want to do. This is what I'm going to wear.
And this is a hot color. What is wrong with you? You don't know about this hot color that just came out? you don't know about that?
Right. So, you know, it's just, you know, nothing is, don't worry about what people say. You're saying, you know, that it's too much. If that's what you want to wear, then rock it. Go for it.
If you don't know how to apply the makeup or get the look.
Hello?
Are you still here?
Oh, yeah. I was saying it's kind of like with clothes. Like, a lot of times, like, a lot of people, I'll be trying to say, you know, is the accepted, you got to always wear a polo. One of the big things right now is guys always got to wear a polo or Jordans and all that. And I'm one of those type of dudes, I don't do all that. You'll catch me in a simple shirt, but it'll be flashy, but it doesn't have to be by polo per se. And people will still have that same wow factor, and people don't realize that.
Well,
everyone has their
own
sense of style. You have your own sense of style. You don't have to follow the trends to be trendy. You can go for a least expensive type of shirt. It doesn't have to be polo, but it could be something like a polo. It could be a polo shirt. It could be some slacks. You know, you don't have to go all out. What's really not cool is, you know, just being just suave from head to toe with knockoffs. You know, that's not cool either. You know, so.
I'm saying
that's not cool either. You don't have to show your sense of style by, you know, carrying all the knockoff purses and knockoff shoes. You can have a nice bag. You can have some nice shoes. You can have a nice outfit. It doesn't have to be knockoff. You don't have to break the bank to get the real thing. You can just get something that's nice by a more, let's say, affordable company like BCBG. They have awesome clothes, which is less expensive than Dolce & Gabbana, I'd say. They have beautiful clothes. I can't afford Dolce & Gabbana, but I can afford BCBG, and I still look good.
Exactly. I would tell people that all the time. I can take the chick looks exactly the same, and you know, one can have worn an outfit that everybody else wears, another can have worn something that's still very hot, but it's not something that everybody else is wearing, and she can still look better because she's got, at the end of the day, what's going to attract me is personal own style.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's a way of self-expression. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, most definitely. And if the people you like, a lot of people are taking, they're taking mental notes. Mental notes for y'all ladies
right
now.
Right.
Do we have any makeup artists that are coming up, need some direction, need some resources, somewhere to go to take it to the next level? We also have information for that as well.
Oh, go ahead and share it. As far as anyone that wants to check out, like, sites and stuff from y'all to catch up, like, what y'all got going on. Like, come on, tell us the scoop.
Okay, well, I just returned from Atlanta this past weekend. I attended Crystal Wright's
portfolio, packaging portfolio seminar, and anyone, any hairstylists, fashion designers, wardrobe stylists, hairstylists, makeup artists, manicurists, I'd recommend, highly recommend for any of these individuals to take her seminar. You can see her on crystalwhitelive.com, Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, White, W-R-I-G-H-T dot com, live, L-I-V-E dot com. She's out of L.A., and she travels between New York, L.A., D.C., Atlanta, doing her seminars, and they're very invaluable. So I would suggest anyone who's interested in taking their career to the next level, getting out there, has a vision other than being a salon stylist, to contact Crystal Wright Live and to see if she has anything that you could use to build your craft and your career.
Hey, most definitely.
She's awesome. She's a famous industry agent that represented a lot of the major big names in makeup and fashion and hair. So you can't go wrong with Crystal Wright. She's the bomb.com.
Yeah, as far as with y'all too, man, go ahead, as far as projects y'all got coming up, I know y'all said y'all had a few that y'all definitely wanted to share with our listeners. As far as what do y'all have coming up, and what is y'all personal websites that people can go check out at?
Okay. Well, as far as the mobile makeup service, that's what I'm kind of spearheading and kind of developing. We're still in the growth stage right now. I can be reached at Kitty's Glam Du Jour. That's www.kittysglamdujour.net. I'm also on Twitter and Facebook. The upcoming project or campaign that currently working on, or it's in development, is the American Woman campaign, which is celebrating the beauty of everyday women, just your everyday woman. And also, October is our 1 year anniversary. We will be in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and we will be in Conway, Arkansas, at Michelangelo's, which is a venue, a huge venue that we do annually. And also for the University of Arkansas for Pine Bluff, we'll be down there for their homecoming. So pretty much during that week for different projects. Upcoming in the year, hopefully, our own lip gloss line and cosmetics line, to kind of that way we can keep it in-house, which, you know, and just branding it and moguling into different things. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, Kitty's Glam Du Jour is a mobile makeup and nail bar.
Yes,
and
it is.
We set up Girls Night Out, Pamper Parties. We staff fashion shows, photo shoots, bridal, and it's just we're bringing it to you. You don't have to come to us. You don't have to, come to a salon. We'll come to you. You get the venue. We'll come in, and we'll provide unlimited services to your guests, such as makeup, eyebrow arching, lash application, nails, you name it. We can do it.
Okay. And also, too, as far as any final words on just like I said, just encouraging people who are trying to get into makeup, as far as this is the best way to go about it, what's the first place they should start as far as not makeup artists, but people who are trying to get started in applying makeup, what's the best way to go about it?
Stop at your local makeup counter. And have a consultation with the makeup artist.
Right. And also within your friends and your family, for years I did friends and family I did their makeup, you know, they were going out or they were had dates or whatever. I did that for years, still do it sometimes. You know, people call, you know, they want their makeup done. But practice makes perfect. Education, that's really good. Keeping up with the trends, like we said earlier, or Kenesha said earlier, looking in magazines, looking at different TV shows, kind of keeping up with everything. And then, of course, your vision, you kind of create your own while you're studying other people as well.
All right. I want to thank y'all for coming through to the show. I really appreciate y'all. You know, y'all the official makeup group of this month. So y'all helped out. Y'all actually the end of the month, man. We got one more week next week, and that's gonna be all next week is gonna be controversial. It's gonna be very interesting. But I'm glad to have y'all, because first of all, it's always good to go with someone that's very humble in what they do, and they get involved with the people. It's always great, you know, to dig them up. And for the longest, you put me on game about you for the longest, Miss Kitty. And I was like, you know what? She probably one of the very first people I need to hit up when we do this month.
I appreciate that. Thanks for having me. I really, really, really appreciate it. I used to actually live in the Dallas area, so I'm like, okay, great. I said, show Dallas some love, so, you know, here in Little Rock. So, yeah, and anytime, like I said, if any of these ladies, they need us, we do travel. Like I said, hit us up on our website or either Facebook us. I do accept friends. I'm also on SETI's. I'm one of SETI's followers, too, on Twitter. I love Twitter. So, you know, just hit me up, and I would love to, or I would love for us to, you know, come to Dallas, or, you know, you guys can come. I mean, I would love to come to Dallas pretty much like that, so.
Hey, I'll tell you guys, be careful, because now, you know, a lot of the people that actually listen to the show today, we had people from Cali, we had people from Canada, we had people, it's from all over the place. So, big Cali was in here big time, so shout out to Cali.
Yeah, shout out to Cali.
I love Cali. Anybody from Miami, I love Miami too.
Is anybody in there from Houston?
Anybody from Detroit?
That's the beautiful thing about it too. You know, a lot of times don't realize. Someone said on the magazine week, they said they put it very good. What they said was, you never know who you're going to come in contact with and who they might know that they have to be in contact with as well, and that might take you to a whole other place you would never thought you would have been there. So that's another key thing.
Right. I love social media.
I love it.
We appreciate the love.
I'm not
even
saying you don't have a Twitter and Facebook and try to do that. I'm like, I don't know about Twitter. I wouldn't, without Twitter and stuff, I wouldn't honestly have ran into you. I would have ran into And well, BBM too. BBM, shout out to BBM. I wouldn't have ran into a lot of y'all.
Exactly.
Right.
Even though some of people on BBM are a little hot mess with me, but it's crazy.
Right, they never talk to you. But
right.
Okay. That's okay. They're still getting the message, you know. They're still receiving it, so that's good.
It's the ones that because people know when I used to do, when we did the BlackBerry show, talk about this all the time. When we talked about the fact that when people do this, they send those little messages and go, you got 24 hours to send this message or your phone is going to blow up with some crazy crap. And I'm
that
like,
type of-
I'm like, y'all, come on, get over yourself. There's no way that, I'm sorry, the way this BlackBerry platform is, that is not going to happen. Me sending this message is not going to help my phone work any better. And then there's like 1,000 people sending it. I'm like, y'all got to be kidding me.
How many people in there?
Now, as far as the live chat room, well, now the live chat room is closed because now we're on archive mode. But usually we get a pretty decent amount of people, usually around 1,000 live listeners, which is pretty good. So I'm very glad to have that. Shout out to that. But
oh, that's
the archives is where it's at, because I don't know, but y'all need to come. As far as a matter of fact, why I made this message right now, all of you that come to me in the archives, I need y'all to start coming to these live shows, because y'all be hiding behind it. Y'all be hiding behind iTunes, though. So don't think I don't be seeing y'all. All right, so once again, I want to thank y'all. And as far as everyone that wants to, do you want a reminder, you want to check out the show? Miss any parts of the show, you can check it out over at blogtalkradio.com/CedyJ, that's CedyJ, or you go to iTunes, look at the Sid, and go type in Life at Dusk Live, look up today's show, and then you can actually download it for free and enjoy as much as you want to. So there you go. And then, of course, it's also at DuskSpot.com. So there you go.
I love your website, by the way. Actually,
thank you.
Network, yeah.
Yes, thank you. Well, a lot of people don't know that I actually designed it myself. They still don't know that to this day.
I do. When we first met, or actually first chat, I was like, wow, because you had a lot going on. I'm like, a lot. I thought I had a lot. You have a lot going on.
Yes, I put on a million hats. And then like, later on, I'd be going, I'll do somebody else's show later. It's like, So I put a million hats. You don't realize it. I just try to be chill about it. Because people like yourself that keeps me doing it. Like, even if it's a lease, it's driving nuts. Some people drive me nuts. But when it's those 10, even if it's just 10 people that are like, you know, that constantly big you up and keep you going, that's all I need sometimes. And shout out to the people that's, you know, it's way more than 10, but just make it a big point for those people out there that don't think that no one's supporting them or whatnot, or they're trying to stop doing what they're doing because they don't think anyone's supporting them. Even if you got at least 10 people, if those 10 people are loyal to you, then keep doing it for those 10 people.
That's true. That's a good point.
Right.
All right.
That's a good point.
And that leads to that. We usually end the show, y'all know it. Everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a Jay, where there's a Kenesha, where there's a Miss Kitty, there is a way. All right. Y'all got any final shout outs y'all want to make before we all roll on out?
You said what we got to do?
Any shout outs?
You got any final shout outs?
I just want to thank, you know, of course, I want to thank everybody. Especially, I want to thank my business partner, Kenesha. You know, we met at school. I just want to say shout out to everybody, especially you, Sadie, for having us on the show. So, and also shout out to your listeners. And don't forget to hit us up again on www.kittiesglamdujour.net. We are all on all the social networks, Facebook and Twitter.
Okay. I like to give a shout out. Can I give my shout out?
Oh yeah,
yes.
I was about to say you too. That's all I was getting ready to say.
I like to give a shout out to you, Sadie, and your listeners. I also like to give a shout out to all of those upcoming industry makeup artists, stylists, fashion designers. Just keep on going, keep on pushing, because there is a way that you can see your dreams. You just have to keep digging and keep looking. Don't give up.
Most definitely. And I want to once again thank you, ladies. And just much continued success to y'all. You know, I want to see, like, you know, I have, like, this crazy vision in my head. Like, I want to see, like, this big, nice, Glam du Jour bus going, like, through cities and whatnot.
That's actually, that is weird. Go ahead and speak that because I'm going to accept it. So that's actually kind of